Park Row Books and Harper Audio present A Good Indian Girl by Mansi Shah. Performed by Sunila Nankani. A note before we begin. For recipes and the author's acknowledgments, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. To the child-free who are coloring outside the lines and changing expectations, always remember that your story matters. 1. Food had always been Jyoti's strongest connection to her roots. It awakened and heightened all her senses. She took in the large stoneware dish on which the gnocchi sat in a single layer with a thin, cheesy gratin top. She heard the sizzling and popping of the hot, creamy sauce settling around the pasta, the waiter warning her that the plate was brought directly from the oven to her table. The heady scent of truffle tickled her nose, followed by the nutty smells of melted fontina, parmesan, and pecorino romano. She placed one of the light, airy potato pillows into her mouth and felt the warmth of it blossoming through her. Smooth potato, aromatic truffle oil, and velvety sauce made their way to the different regions of her tongue and ignited her taste buds. She closed her eyes, knowing that if enlightenment were a flavor, she had just found it. As Jyoti Shah sat at a table in the piazza outside Osteria Santo Spirito in Florence, Italy, on that warm day in late May, she couldn't remember the last time she had savored food the way she was now. Had it been when she had worked in the restaurant and was creating new menus? Maybe it had been even further back into her childhood years, when her mom first began teaching her how to cook Gujarati dishes. Today, even though she wasn't eating Indian food, she was relieved to know that the spark she felt while tasting a well-made dish hadn't been fully extinguished. Given how much she'd lost over the past several years, it was a relief that she could still count on her palate. When the waiter had first put the sizzling plate in front of her, she was sure no single person could consume the entirety of a dish this heavy. As she ate, she realized that the truffle gnocchi somehow managed to stay light, even though it was essentially a decadent form of mac and cheese. Before she knew it, she was halfway through it and her glass of crisp and fruity house white wine. She paused, knowing she'd consume every last morsel and drop of sauce, so there was no need to rush her meal. That was the point of being in Tuscany, after all. She'd thought it wasn't smart to come for the summer when she still had to create a new life plan after her husband had abandoned her. But her best friend, Karishma Parikh, had been very insistent, and it wasn't as if she had anything waiting for her in New York. Not anymore. No restaurant, no husband, no baby. Her parents weren't speaking to her. Her sisters were busy with their own lives. As she watched people sitting in the restaurant patios around the piazza, lounging with wine glasses in hand as they chattered and laughed with their companions, it was a stark contrast from her life in Manhattan. There, she would shove a toasted everything bagel smeared with scallion cream cheese into her mouth as she maneuvered around pedestrians while hustling through the city. The Italians had certainly mastered the art of treasuring food and each other, and she could stand to learn a thing or two from them. "Have you finished?" asked the 30-something lanky waiter in accented English, while she reclined in her chair and people watched. Jyoti leaned forward and put her arms on either side of her plate, like an
sample complete. Ready to continue?